Travels Through a Kingdom on Radio Kerry with Kaya Flynn.
Hello and welcome to Travels Through a Kingdom. It's Kaya with you up until 7 o'clock tonight, and I do hope you can keep me company this evening. I've had a very busy week actually this week, so do let me know what you got up to. I went to see Ed Sheeran on Friday, and I think it would actually be easier to ask who hasn't seen Ed Sheeran at this point, because everyone and anyone went to the concerts, but it was absolutely phenomenal. I actually got up really close as well, which I didn't expect, so it was absolutely breathtaking and so nice to experience an actual live concert. I actually haven't been to any gigs or festivals or anything since 2018, so I suppose that's what you're supposed to do now that we can all do it again. Do let me know what you got up to over the weekend. You can contact us on 083 300 3300 and we're on text or WhatsApp on that, or you can email me kflynn@radiokerry.ie. On with tonight's programme for you. So we have quite a bit coming up for you. We will be hearing from Derry O'Brien from O'Sullivan's Bakery, where he shares his memories about his time at the bakery as they celebrate 70 years in business. And I can say one thing, O'Sullivan's bread is probably the one pan of bread that is always in our house, and it just makes the nicest of toast anyway. Oh, or if you, my mouth's watering. If you make toasties with it, it's absolutely gorgeous as well. And I was with Helen there over the week as well, and she's such a kind person. So a really nice business to give business to and to be around, and like that, shop local, spend local, it makes all the difference as well. We also stop off at Castle Island, where I met with Tom Horan at Castle Island Daycare Centre, where he tells us a poem on Poetry Day last week. We will hear the archive of Sean Hurley, where he speaks to Connie Doherty about playing football and his time there as well. And I think it's only fitting over the weekend, since the weekend that we've just had. But first on tonight's programme, we are going back to the Kerry Camino. 2 weeks ago, we heard from Adrienne and John and Mike about the Kerry Camino and how it came about. Well, last week, when it took off on Friday, April 29th, I went up to Derrymore to meet some of the walkers and how they were getting on with the walk as well. It started off around 8 or 9 o'clock that morning, and I met them around 12:30 at that point. They were about 3 hours in and just about to go on their water break. So first, we will hear from Kerry Lewis, who is Frank Lewis's brother, about how he was getting on at this point. Very good. How are you finding today's walk?
Fantastic as always. The weather is wonderful. We have a fantastic view the whole way along, and it's nicely trying. We have a few hills there that are nicely trying. But the great thing about it is everybody goes at their own speed, and the last person might be an hour and a half after the first person, and nobody minds. And you get to meet and talk to everybody along the route. So it's very good.
Have you done this a lot before?
I help out with the Kerry Camino when I'm around, and we put up seats and we see to parts of the path and etc. And it'll be the 10th anniversary next year. Yeah, and we have about 140 or 150 people walking this year.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
All nationalities. Last year, some ladies flew in from Boston.
Wow.
And they say that up to 10,000 people are walking the route per annum now, which is great. It's becoming an acknowledged part of the Camino Association.
And yeah. You travel down here today to go for this weekend?
Yeah, well, I live in Tralee part-time anyway, so that's no major. But there are people from all parts of the country, and from Holland, and from spoke to some people from Belgium with us this year. So.
And how many kilometres have you done so far since you started this morning?
This would be a total, I guess, of about 21, and I guess we're about 15 kilometres into it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, what time did you start?
We started at 9 o'clock.
Okay, yeah. It's not too bad. It's 12 now.
It's 12 now, and we should be down to camp finished at about 2 o'clock, and normally people will stop here and have a bit of lunch if they have a sandwich with them, etc. Yeah.
Did you say the rock here is something significant as well?
They say that St. Brendan definitely walked this way when he went to Mount Brandon and took off from the Americas, etc. And it is said, the local folklore would have it, that he stopped on various places along here. You take that for what it's worth. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially when you look at the viewing point as well. It's sunning over now over by Blenheim Windmill and
Feenet there, and Feenet Island, and right out to Brandon Point, and etc. And it's a stunning walk. It's a stunning walk. Yeah, and everybody can do it. You take your time, and if you don't want to do the lot, there's plenty of entrances in from the main road.
That's it. And yeah. You don't have to do all 3 days. You can do whatever day you want.
Correct. And then it's a fantastic when you get down to Killelton and the oratory there, and the famine village. It's an awful pity, in fact, that they don't do something about the famine village, which is now about to disappear. You see every year that it's disintegrating. Yeah. So it's a pity, but. Yeah.
We live in hope.
Absolutely. Good
to
talk
to you. Thank you very much.
Not at all.
What's your first name?
Seamus.
Where are you from?
Kill Village, County Waterford.
Oh, so you came from Waterford to come down here today?
Yeah.
How did you hear about it?
A friend of mine. This, and on Facebook I saw it as well.
Very good. And why are you here today?
Because here it's a great walk and I wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm. And so far, how are you finding it? You're 3 hours in, I suppose?
Good, solid walk, yeah, good.
And have you done it before?
Never done this, no. Never.
Would you be into mountain climbing? Or
I would, yeah. We've done the Carrick Tool last year.
Oh, yeah.
And we're coming back again to do it this year.
Oh, God, I did it last year, but I don't think I'll ever do it again. So, yeah, you're tougher than me.
Yeah, and then we've done Croagh-Patrick as well last year as well.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
That was a strong climb, yeah. That was more severe than Carrick Tool.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this walk now at the moment, how are you finding it? Is it difficult? Or?
It's a strong, good, strong walk. Not that difficult, but it is a strong walk, though.
Mm-hmm. And do you have your stamp book?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. How many stamps have you on so far?
4 or 5. Or
Very good. And did you come on your own, or are you with
I did, yeah. I drove up to a friend of mine there, Joe. He's from Mullinavat, and he drove ahead of me, and I drove after him. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, not too bad. So, and at least the weather's kind of
good. Yes, yeah, good. Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm. That's very good. And when are you hoping to do Cairn Tool again?
In August, the 5th of August.
Interesting. Any reason why, or just spontaneous?
No, just keep, it's good to get out for the health as well, like, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You see, when you come down to Kerry, there's so many walkways and mountains that we take advantage of it completely. So, love to see that people like you are coming down for it.
Yeah, yeah. Kerry's a lovely spot. I always come to Killarney. Nearly every year, every second year anyway.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Seamus.
No problem, thank you.
Thank you. What's your first name?
Pardon me? Oh yeah, my name is Joe Frayne.
Okay, Joe, and where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Kilkenny.
Okay, why are you down here at the Kerry Camino Walk if you're all the way from Kilkenny?
This is my second time coming down for the Kerry Camino. It was so enjoyable last year. It was such a great walk and such fantastic people. So I just had to come back again this year for a repeat of last year's great times. Mm-hmm. And just catching up with old friends as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I suppose you met a lot of people here last time.
Yeah, certainly. Michael over there would have met last year, and Kerry beside me here. And there's a couple of other faces gone through.
More to come, I suppose.
Well, yeah, because is there 140 out?
Something like that,
yeah. And we're in the first tranche of probably first 20 or so.
Mm-hmm. And how are you finding the walk so far?
Oh, it's quite easy. The weather's superb. The roadways are a little bit hard because the boots we're walking on are not designed for roadways. So a bit hard on the ankles. Mm-hmm. The weather's superb, although it's closing in a small bit now. Mm-hmm. But sure, look, it's almost the 1st of May, you know, so we're blessed to have it so good. You can see the underground. Underfoot conditions are very dry. And that's really what you want.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm. And why are you doing the walk?
Why? Because I've nothing better to be doing. Last weekend I was down in West Cork. I walked St. Finbar's Way. This weekend I'm doing the St. Brendan's Way. I walk, I belong to a member of Kilkenny Walking Group called Tyndall, which are a superb group, and we do two mountains a week. Usually we walk the mountains Wednesday and Friday, or Wednesday and Sunday. Ah, yeah, well, we're mostly retired people, and we have the time. And there's usually a linear walk on a Friday as well. So we're living close to the Blackstairs there in Wexford and South Wicklow. And Carlow, of course. And then we have the Galtys, or Galty Moor, Galty Beag. We have the Cumbres very close to us. We have Slieve na Mann, And then for excitement, we come to Kerry and we go to places like County Down next month. And, you know, somewhere different all the time, yeah.
Yeah, and is there anywhere in Kerry that you love coming?
You coming?
That I do? I love coming down to this greater Killarney area. My late wife was formerly from Kerry, from Farnfore.
Very good.
She passed sadly 9 years last March.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah, yeah. She was a great Kerry. She was a Myers, well known family name in Farnfore.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she succumbed to cancer and yeah.
Well, it's lovely that you keep coming down anyway.
Oh yeah, I come down at least twice a year, yeah, yeah. One of her last journeys before she passed away was back to Kerry. And off over to Dingle, and we didn't quite make the Blaskets, but just the weather wasn't clement, you know. So, yeah, love coming to Kerry.
Well, I'm sure every time you come here, she's with you.
Oh, she is, yeah. Well, she's certainly in spirit, anyway, you know.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you kindly. Lovely to talk to you.
Likewise.
Okay.
I'm Maria Paula.
Perfect. And Maria, I'll start with yourself. Why are you doing the Kerry Communal Walk?
It's Paula's idea. She thought it. And we came down from Dublin yesterday to do it. Yeah. And we're going to stay now till Monday. And we had it booked 2 years ago, had we?
We were due to, with the COVID outbreak, so we were due to do it in May 20. And then we couldn't because of COVID. So we rebooked it then to do it this year.
Mm-hmm. And how are you finding it so far?
Loving it. Absolutely brilliant.
Yep. It's tough enough. Fabulous. It's tough enough walk, but it's lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing, and all my family are from Cork, and it's terrible because they want me to come back with terrible stories about how awful Kerry people are, but you're all being way too nice.
It's literally in our blood. Oh, very good. And is there any particular reason why you wanted to do this?
We just love walking.
We love walking, yeah.
Just and absolutely done, love it.
We've done some Spanish Caminos, and we've done
St. Declan's Way
and things
in
but
Ireland.
The Irish ones are fab, aren't they?
Yeah.
How does this compare to the Spanish one?
Well, I prefer walking in Ireland. I prefer the hospitality, the people. Mm-hmm. It's just lovely,
Yeah, it's lovely. Fabulous. I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely as well. I noticed that everyone's taking it at their own pace.
Yeah, they are, and it's very well organised. Isn't very well
brilliantly organised,
because you can go at your own pace, as you said, and yet. Just support all around you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not on your own either.
And chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate. That's what I was going to say. Little chocolate bars of milk chocolate and white chocolate. So where else would you get that now?
Exactly, exactly. No, it's great. And the scenery is lovely. Mm-hmm. Everything about it is great.
Yeah.
And we're staying in Benner's Hotel in Tralee, and they're so nice there. We had lovely grub last night. And it's just great.
Fabulous barmaid, Orla.
Yeah, she's fabulous.
Big shout out to Orla.
And
so.
A big shout out to Orla.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
And her large glasses of wine.
And have you ever been to Kerry for anything like this before? Is this your first time?
We were talking about it on the way down. The last time I was on the train to Kerry was 40 years ago.
What?
When myself and my husband came down for a weekend. Now, we've been in a car since, but we've never come down on the train, and it's just been fabulous. So, no, I've been to Kerry an odd time, but not for anything not for walking
not
holiday.
For walking. No. I done, I think, 5 days in Kerry, about done the Ring of Kerry and that, and we stayed in Killarney and Carsaveen, and then was it Kenmare? No. Not Kimmer.
Yeah,
it was Kimmer. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
For a night. So we kind of done the ring and over 4 days in a driving, not walking. And it was lovely. It was fabulous. That was the only time I was down in Kerry since I was a child. Before that was a holiday on Banna Beach.
Banna Beach, yeah.
Never said Banna Beach.
It's
but
funny
this
when you come
great.
Back to places like this and you start thinking of all the memories that you had over the years here.
Yeah.
But I hope they're all good ones when it comes to Kerry.
No, I think you can't really beat the hospitality in Kerry. I know you and your Cork connections. Seriously.
You
do it very well.
You do
we'll
great.
We'll take that on her. Give us a big head. Thank
That's
you so
it.
Much.
No Lovely. Problem. Thanks a million. See you now.
So, Brian, you're stamping people's books today.
Yes.
How many stamps have you stamped so far?
Well, not that many, because we're still early on, but I suppose about 20 or 30.
Mm-hmm. And what's the stamp that you have here?
The stamp I have here is Derry Moore. Thank you. Good man, Mike. Yeah, it's Derry Moore, because we're just below Derry Moore Beach here.
Mm-hmm. And if you're to describe where we are at the moment and the views that we have, so there's a lovely bench here that you put up.
Yes.
Talk to us about what we're looking at right now.
What we're looking at here is
Tralee in the distance is Kerry Head, and we can see Finnet, and we've got the Derrymore Strand stretching out in front of us. To our left then is the Maharees.
And you brought loads of things for the walkers to come. How did you bring that up?
We carried them. Mike carried them.
What's that?
Mike, you carried them, didn't
We're
you?
We're talking about all the bits and pieces that you brought up for the walkers.
I brought them up yesterday, Kaya.
You didn't get a helicopter to drop them by, no?
I actually rang somebody to give me a hand early in the morning, but he didn't respond. You know, there was a, not mentioning any names, no, but he's stamping the cards at the moment, you know. But,
there's a big guilty smile on his face.
Yeah. I walked them up from the road. I made four trips, Kaya, so that's my walking for the year, no, you know. So.
Very good. But it's great to have that for the
walkers. They're enjoying it anyway. They're enjoying the water, and it's a bonus. They're not expecting it when they walk over the hill, you know. So.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm sure they all appreciate that as well.
They do.
Do you find that today's going so far?
Oh, brilliantly. The weather is everything, Kaya, really. I mean, you know, and they're all laughing and joking. And even the atmosphere at the church when we started was good.
So all excited. Yeah, and you have another 2 hours to go, is it?
Well, about 2 hours to camp now. It depends on their pace, really, you know. It could be another 2 hours before the backmarkers will get here to us.
Yeah.
But we'll all be finished by four, half four.
Not too bad.
And we're in no hurry.
Exactly, that's very important.
It is.
No rush.
No, it's a social event. Yeah. Before it's a walking event, you know. So.
Very good. So you must be happy with the way it turned out.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
It all depends on the crowd, and you can sense it from the word go, you know, it's when they were taking the mickey out of me at the churchyard, you know, that's enough. And they start slagging me off before we start the tall, you know. So
That's always a good sign, yeah. And that was Mike speaking to me about the Kerry Camino, which took place last weekend for 3 days as well. So the bank holiday weekend, actually. It was lovely for people to come down from Dublin, for example, staying in local hospitality and whatnot. It really did good for local businesses. And to just get out there and explore what we have to offer here in Kerry. And like that, just hill walking or mountain climbing, whatever it is that anyone likes. We have so much of that we do take for granted here in Kerry. And we must do more of it ourselves. And as you can see, they had an amazing turnout, which you heard. And plenty of people from around the country coming along to experience the Kerry Camino. So the lads brought out chocolate, ice and water to keep all the walkers supplied as well for their journey. And if you want to check out any pictures that came from the weekend as well, check out the Kerry Camino page as well. And you'll see all the happy faces out there at the 3-day event. And thank you so much as well for having me up there, because it was fun, and it's nice to see why people do these things and their stories and whatnot. And I mean, I personally don't think I'd be able to do 3 days of long walking like that. So hats off to everyone that did do it. But yeah, it was spectacular. And as I said, the weather was nice. They got everything that they needed for a nice long walk like that. And well done to everyone who took part in the event. And we are already looking forward to the next year's event and whatnot. And speaking of hill walking and mountains, I have a question for you tonight. What is your favourite walk or mountain to climb here in Kerry? I know we have loads, and I keep saying about it, there's so many Kerry ways. There's Dingle Way, we have, you know, up in North Kerry, which I haven't actually explored yet, any of the walks up in North Kerry. So if there's any that you have an absolute favour for, let us know here on Travels Through a Kingdom tonight and why you love them. You can text us on 083 300 3300 on text and WhatsApp, or you can email me, kflynn@radiokerry.ie, and I'll read some of those out for you tonight. We're going to go to a quick break and we'll be back with more shortly.
You're listening to Travels Through a Kingdom on Radio Kerry with Kaya Flynn.
And you're very welcome back to tonight's Travels Through a Kingdom. We just got a comment in there from Charles. Hi Charles, how are you getting on? I'm just trying to put it up there on the screen. Hi Kaya, Charles here, enjoying listening to your chat to those people doing the Kerry Camino walk. And he goes on to say, I wasn't at Ed Sheeran's concert, I'm not a fan of his music. Oh well. Look, I actually like a good few of his songs. Excuse me, but more so his older songs and whatnot. But he's doing pretty well. And as I said, he pulled off a really good concert as well, obviously, because he's Ed Sheeran and whatnot. And he obviously had a good few gigs around the country. But one thing I actually didn't realise, and maybe I'm a bit silly for not realising, is that his father is actually Irish. So I just thought he was just obsessed with Ireland, but clearly not. He obviously has relations here. But yeah, no, it was a good concert. But sorry to hear you're not a fan of his music. But look, each to their own, of course, Charles. Now, this year, O'Sullivan's Bakery is celebrating 70 years in business. We caught up with Derry, who started working with O'Sullivan's from when it began, and he shares the process behind the jobs, his memories, and how much he enjoyed working there.
My name is Derry O'Brien. I'm from Killarnon, and I started in Sullivan's when I was 14 and a half.
So, Derry, tell us about the early days back in the bakery and what you did.
Well, I used to do a bit of slicing with the hand machine, and then we'd go out on the road delivering around the town, Beaufort, Ballymass, Beaufort, and come back in and do Glimber and Castleveen. We do Castleveen on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we'd send bread in back to Castleveen, to Banks, Quirks, and Villanchild, and then to the Tony Walsh and Dermot Walsh, and Martin Falvey in Chapeltown, and Joe Lynch. I don't know, I suppose some of them might have been passed away by now, but I'm still here anyway.
And tell us about the slicing of the bread. What was involved in that?
You slice the bread, it would have to be cold, like so many hours cold, and you just put in a chute, 7 or 8 loaves at the time, and to come down, then you wrap it by hand, and then you put it into the heater beside it, which was waxed, the paper was waxed, and that would seal it. And you'd have to take it out then again and just carry on repeating all the, until we're finished what you had to do. We'd load the van, and you'd even be waiting for the bread to come out. Sometimes it'd be hot, you know, to steam in the bread in the van as well, like when you'd head off on our journey then.
And what year was this?
Be 61, 62. One van, they started off with one van first, and then they increased it to the, and should they have a rake of vans now, but we started going to Waterville then when Lucy's Bakery closed down in Waterville. So we were doing Castleveen in Waterville. We started the 6 days of the week then. So it was extra work, and that was it.
I suppose back then it was completely different times. What would you get for a week's worth out of curiosity?
I got £3.10 for the starting off, so it increased after that. That was then, probably good money that time, and that was it.
How did you start working with O'Sullivan's Dairy?
Oh, I'd say it was through Garrod. And then we were stuck in the Mount Young Club as well. I started through Garrod. He knew me, like through the basketball net. So he asked me if I'd go working for him. That was it. It healed off from there. The mother didn't want me to go to England anyway, not to Mersin, and that was it. But that was life, and you can't put back the clock. All we have now is memories. But there were good times.
And they were good times, I suppose.
They were. Everyone knew each other on the road. Joe Goodall and Paddy Morris and Jack Whalen and Brendan Whalen in the fruit lorries. We all knew each other. They were great. And all the people on the road were brilliant. You wouldn't feel it going. And everyone knew each other. And we knew exactly what the shops wanted. They'd even be waiting for the bread.
I suppose people used to make their own bread during the years. When O'Sullivan's came by, I suppose that changed everything for them, really.
Oh, definitely, because jeepers, it was unreal, because even the restaurants go back there, like Keaton's and Waterville and all them, it was all the sliced pan and sandwiches. And like me said today, life is different completely. But it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah.
And what would you say about the O'Sullivan's family, Derry?
Well, I think they were brilliant. They built up a great business, no more about it. Like, that's my honest opinion of it.
And where did you start with O'Sullivan's? Was it Langford Street?
I started below in Langford Street, where Garrod's father lived. You go through the arch there, and they had a bakery back at the end of the yard. And they moved in down to the Market Street, where there was a fish and tattle factory. And I was there until they finished, and then they came up here to this premises now in Langford Downs. Oh, it's unbelievable. But you like, look at all the modern machineries now. Like, there was a lot of, they used to make basket loaves and turnovers, and they were a fierce seller. But that was all done by hand. It was extra work, and that was it, like, which is different today.
You've seen all the changes here throughout the years. What was the biggest change for you?
Well, I tell you now, we used to even bring eggs back to Castleveen because they weren't got. We used to go over to Ballymallis, and this man used to go out with a travelling shop, which was a horse and car. And he'd have eggs, and we'd bring them back to Quirks and Castleveen and maybe Banks. You'd know them and hardly selling eggs at him. Let me say, look at all the different poultry stations that they're even closing down. They're getting bigger and bigger. No, I don't know. I think life has changed too much, and I think television was the whole cause of it. I could tell you about we playing cards when we were young with old people, and like once the television came, that was it, they win.
I suppose you brought home a good bit of bread to your own family as well.
I came from a big family. There was 11 of us there. So, and there was a brother of mine, he worked in O'Donnell's as well. I think Gally worked for Sullivan's one time. He was a character. And another brother of mine, then, he worked in the bakery in there, here as well. Should I was able to bring, we'd have to bring it home.
With all the different kinds of breads you had to make, what was your favourite one to make, Terry?
I preferred the brown sliced loaf. It was, it'd be mine. But like white bread, white sliced loaf was a fierce popular. Fierce popular in the early days. Unbelievable. Yeah.
And what about the bracks?
The bracks were always popular. Because you'd, even at Christmas, the shopkeepers would be giving out a large brack and a seed loaf to the customers. And we'd have to go out the night before to live on that because it would take up too much space for the following day. You'd have to go out the night before with him. But life has changed. It's completely.
And Derry, when you left O'Sullivan's, how did it feel to hang up the hat after so many years?
Well, when I reached 66, I said, I think I've enough of it now. And I wouldn't be into the modern technology with these gadgets. She'll tell you there with the slip of paper, it was a lot easier. It's different altogether. But when you missed the road and you missed all the people, there were good characters on the road. We all knew each other and we'd be slagging each other. You know, you, Donnie Sullivan from Tralee, Lord of Mercy, and all those fellas, we all knew each other. Like, and if we got a punch on the side of the road, you'd help each other. And that was just simply it. I remember coming from Castleview one time around Christmas, and I had a dozen of eggs in the front of a commer van, and there weren't no cattons that time. And Jesus, there was a string of cattle across the road there at Filemore Church. We were going for the field in the right hand side, and I swung it, and we landed down the side of the road. There was Tom with me, and next day they wouldn't open their mouth because they thought I was gone. So it was a fierce experience to push out the door and get out. But Bertie, I can't think of his name, from Tralee, and Donnie Neil, Marcus Neil, Art Meston, we threw the van over again and we drove home. And there weren't even an egg broken. I was bringing them out to Mrs. Golden, not to Mr. Young Kells. But good times. Well, I tell you, when I sat there for Sullivan's, we used to go to Castleview on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And Lord Mercy and Mrs. Sullivan, that's Thomas Sullivan's wife, I'd always get the dinner there on a Tuesday. And I was finicky at the time, but my father knew everything was going on because he was good friends with them as well. But she was worried when I wouldn't be eating meat. But they were brilliant to me. We were in the mountaineering club and stuck in the basketball and all that. So we were kind of family from family, no more about it. Really, you have to call it a year when the old age is catching up, you know? That's it. But you'll miss the road, definitely. But I think the road has changed completely. You have very little shops in Glimmer now, when there was 10 or 12 shops there. Sure, only one now. Yeah. Yeah. It's sad. Like, and I'd say it's the same. Even Killarnon, look at all the shops that were in Killarnon. Mm-hmm. Same everywhere. Mm-hmm. Go to Castleview, anywhere at all. But life has changed. But like it's the same. Look at the bridge in Valencia. Big change for them from the day with the ferry. You were sending the bread across in just an open boat. And if they want to bring across a car, or this man used to go across with clothes, they'd put two planks across it, and he'd stay over on the island for a couple of days or maybe a week or so, selling his clothes, and that was it.
And one thing that hasn't changed at all is what comes in the bread wrapper.
Oh, definitely, yeah. They're still going, but just look where they're all over, carrying it up. Like, it definitely has expanded, like. But still, I still maintain there were better times long ago. That's when I'm old-fashioned, I suppose. Yeah. I think the only thing that hasn't changed since the sliced pan is the red wrapper. They're still as popular as ever.
And that is very true. Sure, that's the one thing that catches your eye when you walk into a shop when it comes to O'Sullivan's bread. And that was Derry sharing his memories with us here on Travels Through Kingdom. And a big congratulations to the team at O'Sullivan's for celebrating 70 years of baking, and with many more to come as well. And I have to say as well, when I met with the team and whatnot, it's just the way they actually spend time with you to talk to you and have the chats and whatnot before you ever start recording, like that, I think, is hospitality at its finest, when people actually take the time, you know, just to have her sit down and chat and whatnot as well. So Yeah, big hats off to them. 70 years is an amazing milestone as well. So, look, as I said, many years to come. And as I said, I actually bought a slice today, slice pan of it. So that was on the toaster as soon as it came home anyway. But yes, so congratulations to them as well. Now, over the week, I got another letter. My mysterious note that was sent to me last week with no name has come back to me again with a name. So I'm delighted to say the person that sent me a note was named Michael Egan. Hi Michael, how are you getting on? And he sends me on another little poem. And I'll read it out to you now. When a farmer sets corn, one for the rabbit, one for the crow, one for to rot, and one for to grow. So I really like those little ones, those little riddles and whatnot as well. They're very cute. And thanks so much for taking the time to actually write into me, Michael. It's very kind of you. And hand-delivered as well. I'm telling you, the efforts that you go to, it's lovely. Well appreciated as well. Now, last week I went out to Castle Island Daycare Centre. My first time bringing Travels Through a Kingdom to Castle Island as well. And I first must say how warm and welcoming all the staff were to me when I came in. And I met with plenty of people at the centre. And we'll be bringing you the full recording of all the poems that were said to us on Poetry Day next week on the programme. But tonight we are going to hear from Tom Horan, who shares with us a poem he very much enjoys.
Tom Horan.
Mm-hmm. And you come from Castle Island?
I come, yes, from Inch Tullig. So I'm not too far from the town, but yeah, I come here every Thursday. Mm-hmm.
And do you like it?
I look forward to it very much.
Yeah. And you have a poem for us today, don't you?
I have one that was written by the late Eugene Mara, that well-known popular choral poet. Mm-hmm. It was called The Lepdoody Road.
Mm-hmm. Will you read it for us?
Yeah. On one cold Monday morning, as the day was dawning, we went to Lepdoody to make a bog road. Through fields of green rushes and cottage of bushes and the ancient old ruins of Tyeen Shaun Oaks. Oh, the names of our dolemen are Jack Han and Lacey. And Lacey dressed up like the bell of a ball, with a big soldier's coat he got from Ger Nolan. They say it was a gift from the St. Vincent de Paul. The names of our doormen is Jack Han and Lacey, Cronin and Mara, and Jones's McKean, O'Riordan and Tehan, Con Inright and Cairn, the Quarryman, Baldon and Saoirse Pardeen. You'd pity the face of poor Lacey the blacksmith, as he tramped the long road to the exchange in Tralee. He kissed his fond wife, saying, "Don't worry, poor Maggie, we'll write to Fred Crowley, our local TD." Off went poor Maggie to the town of Killarney, from that to Dane's Fort, to Crowley's abode. She told him she saw on her way coming towards him some perished poor doormen that worked on the road.
Excellent. Thank you, Tom. Why did you pick that poem?
Actually, I got it here even though I heard of it, I suppose, 60 or 70 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. I used to... It's very old, I'd imagine. It would be in the... probably in the 40s. The late 40s and... I would imagine, anyway. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for reading.
Not at all. Very welcome.
And that was Tom Horan sharing a poem he enjoys with us from the Castle Island Daycare Centre. And a beautiful poem it was indeed. And as I said, we will be hearing more from the Castle Island Daycare Centre on next week's programme. And I was actually curious to know a bit more about Castle Island. I don't know if anyone has a copy of Kerry Gems. It's a very handy book if you're thinking of maybe travelling around Kerry during the summer and whatnot, just to see what's out there. And like, as I said, just go around about the county, because obviously if you're from Kerry you think you know all of Kerry, but there is all these little pieces to Kerry as well that we just don't realise is there. But hopefully we'll be bringing you plenty of that on Travels to a Kingdom as well. But there was a piece about Castle Island and I'll just read it out to you. Castle Island is a busy market town that takes its name from the Anglo-Norman castle built in 1226. Castle Island has many attractions. The main river, one of the widest streets in Ireland. I didn't realise, but now that I think about it, it is quite wide. A superb athletics track and very popular Crave Caves. I don't think I've been to Crave Caves since I was in senior infants. I must get out there again. And it was also the hometown of the well-known and hugely popular writer and journalist Con Hoolahan, who passed away in 2012. And top tip for a relaxing stroll, follow the river walk and see the castle ruins and note the traditional shop fronts. So yeah, I might do that actually. I didn't notice anything about traditional shop fronts, but I suppose when you're driving, you kind of half look, because you're obviously paying attention to road, because that's important. But yeah, well, I'll definitely try and get out to Castle Island and discover what it has to offer. But yeah, and again, thank you to Tom Horan for reading out that poem. It was splendid, and he speaks so well, and he speaks from the heart as well, which is absolutely fantastic. We need to take a break, but when we come back, we'll be back with Sean Hurley's archive.
Travels Through a Kingdom on Radio Kerry with Kaya Flynn.
And you're very welcome back to the final part of Travels Through a Kingdom this Sunday evening. Now it's time to revisit the archive of Sean Hurley, and this week's piece is very fitting with the weekend of sport that we've just had, and it comes from when Sean spoke with Connie Doherty about playing football and his time there.
Now, many years ago, we interviewed a man by the name of Connie Doherty from the Headford region, and he had a lovely story for us all about football and his own time playing that. And we thought we'd put that interview on the airwaves again, seeing that we're facing the Munster final against Tipperary in 2 weeks' time. It'll bring back memories of older days of football in Kerry.
I remember when there was be kicking around, even around our own place. It was all strong nail boots. They had a net full. They might have a pair of old Torden Wellingtons, and a net full. They'd try off his good shoes and play barefoot. I remember we won the Dr. O'Donoghue Cup in 1963. I'm saying Retmore now. And the following Sunday, I played over with Belly Daly over in Mill Street. And I played under the name of Noel C. Duggan.
You were under a big name.
So the rules were very, very scarce at him. I mean, when you look back at see all the, that's why people had nothing else to do that him on you. They admired all the county men. From Paddy Healy's time, when the Bomber Liston came up then, God, there was youngsters coming from all over when they'd be after winning all Ireland and all, they'd lent to Killarney to see him. And all those gentlemen, they'd all talk to the youngsters, which meant a lot to youngsters that time. But the changes are there in football, tis the older crowd that built the GA up along. You see, it is all big stuff today, but at that time, I'll tell you this one before I go from here. I went piking here to this farmer one time at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I said to him that I'd have to go on the evening. We were playing a match over near Mallow in Cashel Magner. It was at Glenfisk at the time, and it was all students around here one time, but I'll tell you how that happened, that there was 14 students, all black suits, and I was the only farmer playing with the 14 students. So that's a change. But I'll tell you another one. John Milan, he was the best character there was ever around here, and whenever he wanted a pound, he always taught us something. There was a match against the blacks and the whites. Do you understand me? Mm-hmm. Above it in the field just beyond Baradub Bridge. But anyway, it was just to make money. So I knew this fella from South Africa, he was a priest somewhere, and he was looking for a student to see, but he didn't know where he lived, but he lived around Glenfisk. And he passed through, and up at the gate, the entrance going to the field, was the blacks v. the whites. Do you understand? And he thought they were all colours. There was no colours around that time, do you understand? So he stopped. He thought he was in the right place. But he went in, and he see there were all white faces. But he was looking for for the student, and he asked him what was wrong. So he said there was just a match between the farmers and the students. There was complete 15, 14, a full team of students that came around Glenfisk, Retmore, the whole. It was all open that time until the parish rule came out in 1958. In fact, I played football with Glenfisk up to that. When the parish rule came out, then we all had to go different ways.
Local football stories there from the man himself, Connie Doherty.
And that was the archive of Sean Hurley, which we always take a look back towards the end of the programme on Travels Through a Kingdom every Sunday evening. That is almost it for tonight's programme. I just want to say again a big thank you to all that took the time to speak to me at the Kerry Camino. I know they're all resting, and when you see coming over with a microphone, someone like that, and the last thing you're going to want to do is talk about the experience of it and just hope for the end of it. But thank you for taking the time to talk to me, and it was lovely hearing everyone's story and the reason why and why where they were coming from as well. And to the committee for having me. They were also welcoming Adrian, John and Mike. They were really lovely and treated me so well as well. So looking forward to doing anything with you as well in the future. To all at O'Sullivan's Bakery, and again I just want to say a big congratulations to them on celebrating 70 years in business, and to the team at Castle Island Daycare Centre, and to you for listening, and to also mention as well that we'll be bringing you more from the Castle Island Daycare Centre next Sunday as well, so do stay tuned for that. And remember, if there's anything coming up on your side of the county, do get in touch with me by emailing me kaeflyn@radiokerry.ie at any stage during the week as well. Remember, you can listen back to all our programmes on our podcast section. You can check radiokerry.ie and just put in Travels Through a Kingdom there, and excuse me, we're on Spotify and Apple iTunes as well, so you can listen on the go, which is handy. Stay tuned here on Radio Kerry as Aline is up next with 7 Days, and then the famous Sean Riley is here, which is Irish favourites from 8.